From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. European foreign ministers call on Turkey to open its border to Syrian refugees. EU officials Saturday urged Ankara to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said Saturday that Turkey and the EU have a moral and a legal duty to care for those fleeing the Assad regime.
To protect those in need of international protection, asylum seekers. It is unquestionable the fact that people coming from inside Syria are Syrians in need for international protection.
Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said outside the meeting in the Netherlands that his country will keep an open border policy for people fleeing aggression from the Syrian government and Russian airstrikes. However, the main crossing at Kilis remains closed. Several thousand Syrian refugees are set up in a temporary tent city on the Syrian side of the border. Meanwhile, near the city of Aleppo, Syrian government and Russian forces intensified their assault on rebel-held positions Saturday. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that fighting continued in areas north of Aleppo and that government and allied forces are also attacking villages to the east of the city. Advances by Syrian government forces and its allied militias are threatening to cut off rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The assault around the city was a major reason for the suspension of peace talks in Geneva earlier this week. This is VOA News. Representative